Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, it's Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Wednesday, October 9th, 2019. It was a very weird show today. Let's see. We have Johnny Resnick from the Goo Goo Dolls in the Mix Lounge, who falls apart in the middle of his new song and starts swearing. Kennedy flirted with a random dude at the Mix Lounge and made plans to go to hedonism, I think. Annie went to Post Malone and learned lots of new lingo from the Youngs. And guys, this is crazy. I got a coffee table. Goo Goo Dolls with a new album and song Miracle Pill. It is out now. We had a mixed lounge with them. A big thank you to Arabella Insurance. It was a Costa Condo. What is the name of that hotel again, Kennedy?
Studio Alston.
So it's actually not far from our radio station. It's right on Soldiers Field Road. There's a ice hockey rink right next to
it.
Yeah,
they turned it into a really sweet boutique hotel. The rooms are really funky. I've stayed there before. It's really fun.
I had never been into the restaurant park, Casa Cana. The last time I'd been there was years ago, and it was Joyful Garden. The Chinese restaurant. We used to go there for lunch all the time. And so it was just fantastic to be in there to see all the work they've done there. It was gorgeous.
And the food is bomb.
Is it?
Eat. Yes.
Okay. So go check out Casa Cana. And last night, Johnny Resnick and his fans, man, they come out in full force.
It was unbelievable.
There was a woman there. She came as a guest with a winner, and she flew in for the day from Buffalo just to see this performance.
Oh, yeah, I talked to her.
I was trying to get to the front just to take some pictures for the station, and I was like, I can't get through these ladies, and I'm not even trying.
They got there when the doors opened, and they stood right in front. It was awesome.
Okay, so this first audio, the way we did the interview with Johnny Resnick from the Goo Goo Dolls was you and I were kind of up there on stage and in the crowd, and he was taking questions, and we were asking questions in between songs.
Yep.
This is where I'm asking him about his process of writing songs.
Songwriter in the Songwriters Hall of Fame, as I understand. Is that correct?
Yeah.
I mean, that's amazing. That is spectacular.
Yeah, you can buy that.
No, stop. Stop. You love to interview other songwriters.
I do.
About the process.
I have a show on...
On satellite radio.
Satellite radio, yeah.
So I want to ask you about your songwriting process, and not necessarily about a particular song. How are you doing it? Is it still a pen and a pad? Is it on your computer? You do it on your phone?
Yeah.
When you get something going on, how does that unfold?
It's generally... acoustic guitar. I'll start like this, and I start, and then I just start doing this. They don't wanna hear me live. Hear me let them on my yeah. And then I record like 5 hours of that.
Mike Mullaney, that's a hit. Let's get that on the radio, please.
But eventually, after a while, it'll be like being on a Twinkie. I'm singing about a Twinkie. Okay, cool. Let's go with this golden cake in my hand. You know what I mean?
Wow, you just got a sponsorship deal too, I think. We're gonna hear that in a commercial soon.
I'm really hungry for a snack. Apparently I found one later, so...
Yes, you did.
His name was Manny. All right, this is Katie from Taunton. Again, Kennedy out in the crowd at the Johnny Resnick Mix Lounge. And just giving the microphone to Katie, letting her share a story and asking a question about his personal life.
Kennedy, who do you have?
All right, give me your name and where you're from.
I'm Katie from Taunton.
Hello.
And question.
This is my best friend since we were three, and we've flown all over the globe to see you guys, literally.
Thank you very much.
But, We've followed you guys through so many phases of our own lives in just like the, 20 plus years. But how is your life now with, family, and how do you juggle all of that?
I try to bring my family out with me on the road as much as possible. But my daughter is at this point in her life where she's going to be three in December. This last trip that I went on to South America, she was pissed at me the whole time. And she's And like literally, I FaceTime every single day. My wife will turn the, push the little button, and then the, whoop, here comes a little girl's face. And she looks right at me and goes, "No, I'm not talking to you." No, really, she does this to me every day. And she goes, I can't do this. I'm like, and I really, literally, I'm like, holy shit, this is like, this is genetic. This is...
Next time, grab the guitar and go right into the Twinkie song.
No, she hates when I play guitar. She's just like, no, Daddy, no, 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 no.
I love it. Hard since that's your job. I hate your job.
Doesn't matter who you are. Your kids don't think you're cool.
Nope. I'm not talking to you.
You could be James Bond. Your kids would be like, oh, here you go again with all your spy stuff.
What's with that Italian car? Get out of here. That's so ridiculous. So, you know, he's performing in between all of the questions. He played 5 or 6 songs. He played some of his biggest hits. He played some new songs. And before he started playing this song, Miracle Pill, which is the new one from the Goo Goo Dolls, you know, he kind of mentioned, like, I'm still learning how to play this live. You know, it's just released, so he's not comfortable with it yet. So this is him playing it, and then there's he just forgets, and then the crowd jumps in.
How long's it gonna take? How delay, kick, yeah.
That's
how
long's
amazing. It gonna take? Thank you. How long before you? Okay, thank you for, thanks for pulling me out of the weeds. It's just like your entire torso contracts.
So what happened in that moment?
I almost myself.
The two of you have something in common.
I apologize for being so crass.
Oh!
Yeah, yesterday that almost happened to me.
Really?
Yeah. I took that one chip challenge, the world's hottest, the Carolina Reaper pepper chip.
Really?
It's, like a jalapeno pepper is like 8,000 Scovilles.
Right.
This thing is 2 million Scovilles.
So, and what was that like? Did it taste like anything but pain?
I don't know. I don't remember much. I cried.
Just
I sweat.
Blacked out.
Projectile vomited.
Did you really?
Yes. And
wow.
Then...
So, as I said, you two have something in common.
And when I got home, it came out...
Enough. Stop.
Spicy hot.
Back it
twice.
Up.
I did, it backed up.
Sweet Jesus.
I backed up. Me and Johnny Resnick just talking about pooping.
Yeah.
Ever the professional.
I was just sort of using it figuratively.
Using it literally.
I wasn't like, oh, God, I'll be back.
I completely misread that conversation.
Carson, you have peaked career-wise. That's it. That is the best conversation you'll have.
He's the nicest guy. Seriously. Johnny Resnick, Goo Goo Dolls. Check out the new album and song, Miracle Pill. You can download it. Buy it now. It really... You know how hard it is to last in this business as long as they have?
Yep.
And all the hits that they have? I mean, you think about Dizzy Up the Girl, that album. Oh, so many hit records. So that was super cool to have them in for that.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
So we're done with the Mix Lounge, and some people are coming over, introducing themselves, asking how my colon is, asking about what the suit made us take Campy Kennedy off of for, and this... tall drink of water comes over. This guy is strapping, broad-shouldered, good-looking, clean-cut, well-put-together, my kind of man.
I can tell.
It's all about you.
Always, Amy. Always.
And he starts talking to us. He had called into the show to interact with a story that we were talking about on the air, I think, yesterday. And so while he's talking to Kennedy, I start talking to some other people. We're taking a picture. And at this point, I now hear... Kennedy and this random dude making plans to go.
He's not a random dude. He's one of our listeners. Come on now.
To go to hedonism. Did I miss something there?
No.
Is that what happened?
Because he asked, excuse me, he asked if I had plans to go to hedonism anytime soon. And I said, well, I'm thinking about going after Christmas, but the guy I want to go with promised someone else he'd take her. So now that's a whole thing. So
he just slid right in there.
Well, he was like, I just got back, or I just went not too long ago. And we just kind of talked about stuff. And then I was like, well, if you go, I'll go. So.
And he said, okay, I'll slide it in your DMs.
Well, he did not say I'll slide it in your DMs because we're grown-ups and we don't talk that way.
Right.
He said he would DM you.
I said, email me.
And he said,
I'll email you back.
No, he didn't. He said, no, I'm on Instagram. I'll hit you up on Instagram. He did. And there was a girl he was with. And as this conversation started happening between the two of them, I could tell she kind of backed away, like allowing Kennedy and this guy to have their moment.
Would you go?
Sure.
Even though like you don't know him?
Mm-mm. I might not share rooms with him, but sure,
right.
I'd go.
Just to have a buddy.
Sure. I mean, like, if you're down with thing, like, everybody there is down with that kind of thing.
You got to be some kind of person to be able to do that anyway.
I don't really care. You know, you don't have to.
I don't know. Should you know his name before you go on vacation with him?
Maybe.
Details.
I mean, you guys act like we got on Expedia.com and got it all done.
Right.
We did not.
Kennedy, I wasn't there. I'm just
it escalated
off
quickly, and there was a moment.
Well,
so
why
then,
would you do that, Dan?
So you're
better than that.
So then, we have to go because we're going to go get to take a picture.
I mean, literally, mid-sentence, he's like, you have to go.
We have to go because we have to go get the picture with Johnny Resnick before he leaves. So I'm like, so we go, and now we're walking through, like, the back of the hotel, through the kitchen. And I'm like, did you just make plans with that guy? To go to hedonism? She's like, well, yeah. I was like, who is he? She's like, I don't know.
I love it.
And then
I love
he's a super nice fella.
You talked to him for 120 seconds.
That's all you need, Carson.
That's all you need, Carson.
That was incredible.
Carson.
And then she blew it, like, didn't even mention it.
Wow, Steve moves quick. I'm going to call him Steve.
You could
have
called him Steve.
Love that.
I feel like it starts with a P, and I don't know why I do. Like,
Peter.
Yeah, I feel like something like
dark
that.
Dark hair or blonde hair, Kenny?
Blonde.
Ooh.
Dark hair.
It was blonde.
Dark hair, tall, broad shoulders, very well put together.
I feel
but
like you
dark want to
remember
hair.
Him like you want to remember.
I feel like
him.
Carson right. wants to date.
Dark hair, short dark hair.
Wasn't dark.
He's dark hair.
I don't know. I bet Carson remembers hair a lot nowadays.
That's all he stares at.
Right.
Solid.
That is a fact. Johnny Resnick's hair. Woof. That guy's got good hair.
So are you going to make the first move if you don't...
I don't know how to.
He listens to the show, apparently. He called
he
in.
Does.
So,
you guys will meet again.
So, yeah. And if
his name was Manny, wasn't it?
No.
No,
was
that was that was the friend. Remember when he was telling the story about him and his buddy at school, like the cheating story?
Yes. Was the guy.
So we got to go back and we'll find out his name.
Oh, yes.
Do you still have it in that thing right there?
Yes.
Do you guys not know I'm an FBI agent? I mean,
I love that, Annie.
Hold on, thank you so much. Here it is.
I was in high school. My buddy and I, my best friend, we
cut it out.
Were taking this test, and the teacher had...
Come on. Go to the end. Go to the end and see if he said thank you.
I think I have his name at the end of this audio. Hang on. Let me see if I find it.
I'm in the back of this test.
So you just saw your teacher? Oh,
I can't
find it. I'll find it.
This is some next level FBI stuff.
Fringe.
I'm just going to throw this out there. You weren't being very covert about it. So
he's like, what one? Which one? Two or two?
Here it comes. All right, thanks for calling in, Manny. Have a good day. It is Manny.
Manny
Dow for the win.
I always remember a nice fella, Kennedy.
And he's going to be on Facebook, have his name, where he's from.
I learned from you.
A lot of text messages. What happened to Casino Guy?
Oh, he's still here. We have an agreement. Casino Guy and I have an agreement, and it's a great agreement.
Kennedy's on and popping.
There is no feelings attached. We have a great time together, and then he goes on other dates. So it's fine.
Let's go.
Get it, girl.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Post Malone, Swae Lee, they were at the Garden last night. Annie Dow was there. In fact, Annie Dow slept on the floor of our office last night. So that she could get to work this morning, and then you are going again this evening to the second show. How was it?
It was unbelievable. He, first of all, said thank you in between every single song. He was like, thank you for each and every one of you being here. You guys changed my life. Like, he just is so genuine and so real, and he doesn't feel like he's famous to me. You know what I mean? He's one of those people that just seems so humbled.
And you seem to want to date him.
I love him. I just want to give him a hug. But I'm sure he's in a happy relationship or something.
Have you heard his music? Because it doesn't seem that way to me. Somebody hurt Posty real bad.
What is this first piece of audio?
So So I ended up down in the pit, which was awesome. And like I said, everybody there seemed like they were 16 years old. So I was like, okay, am I old? Am I too old for post-prom? But so these kids, I tried asking them about it, and then it started, and they legit ran away from me.
Okay, so I'm here at Post Malone in the pit with all my friends. What's your name? Where are you from?
James from Canton, Massachusetts.
Julia, Canton, Massachusetts.
Cooper, Canton, Mass. Vincent, Canton, Mass.
Nina, Canton, Mass.
Okay, can we try to explain Post Malone to the old people, like 50 and above? How can you explain Post Malone?
Okay, so I'd say he's kind of like a combination of rap and pop. He's very popular, and I think he has really good music all around either way. And yeah.
And they just left.
At that moment, the lights go down and they dead sprinted away from me. I was like, oh, okay. I'll see you guys after the show.
Bye, yeah. Old lady. Things to do.
It's no problem at all. We'll catch up. We're friends now, right? I'm like, so sure, yeah. Good times. So I ended up finding them after the show. They ended up standing right by me. So right. I went and talked to them again.
So we got finished. How are you feeling?
I'm super excited. Clearly, I've kind of lost my voice. It was honestly a great concert and like one of the best I've ever been to personally, for sure.
Amazing.
He could do everything. He really can.
I love Post Malone.
That's adorable.
I love that guy.
That was me pretty much the entire show. I love Post Malone.
I love Post Malone.
He really can do everything, and that's the best way I could put it. He could mix anything he wanted. And I feel like even older generations, they'd probably like it. He had a song with Ozzy Osbourne this time, like on his new album. Ozzy Osbourne's legend. Like, in reality, he is. And I feel like he puts all his music together and makes it lovable for everyone.
Oh, wow. It was, like, literally nothing like I've ever been to before. We got, like, fourth row tickets to Travis Scott, and this, like, blew that away. That was ridiculous.
It was ridiculous, bro.
I'm so old.
I was like, explain Travis Scott to the people as well. Because nobody
ridiculous.
Knows.
Okay, so for the old people that don't even know who Post Malone is, who Travis Scott
like,
is.
Think of Queen at like the Live Aid Festival, like that.
Yeah.
Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. Hey, slow down here.
I love it.
Queen at Live Aid? Yeah. Was Post Malone at the Garden last night?
I'm telling you.
Stop.
Somebody slow the Tide Potters roll real quick.
That's what the people were saying, Carson.
Think of Queen at like the Live Aid Festival, like that. It's that. It's literally.
It is.
That's what it was. Is it was just that electric, that insane. Everyone was that into it, and it was like, wow, wow. I can't believe I literally just sat here the whole entire time through that whole entire thing.
It was. He's the man. It was crazy. I couldn't.
He is a bro. He is the man. Are you kidding me? Like, his album smacks. All his music smacks.
What?
His album smacks. All of his songs smack. He's a bro, Carson.
Are you kidding me? Like, his album smacks. All his music smacks. I can't even name a bad song. Like, he is amazing. He's got me through some of the roughest times of my life when I'm alone.
I almost failed algebra.
Like, I swear to God, he is a man. He's a good-ass dude. He is just the life of a party, and this concert is like nothing else. Like, best night of my life. It's like, it's amazing.
That dude was on level 15. Like, he was just out of control.
Now, Carson, as a 50-year-old man, does this even sound like the same language that you speak?
I don't even know what he's saying.
Or do you feel personally victimized by the fact that she said the over 50s?
No, I feel personally victimized that she tried to compare this to Queen at Live Aid.
But I was going to say, I love how they know that old stuff and put some respect on
well,
that check.
Because yes. The movie Bohemian Rhapsody last came year. Out.
Whatever. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Still.
It's not like that.
Ozzy Osbourne wasn't in a movie last year.
It is not like that.
But I just love that's the only thing. They're like, okay, 50 and above. Ozzy Osbourne. He did a song with Ozzy Osbourne.
He introduced the world to Ozzy Osbourne. If it wasn't for Post Malone, nobody would know who Black Sabbath
literally
was.
Literally nobody said that.
You know what? I do appreciate she's trying to bridge the gap.
He is a bro. He is the man. Are you kidding me? Like, his album smacks. All his music smacks. I can't even name a bad song. Like, he is amazing. He's got me through some of the roughest times of my life. When I'm at the low, he's built me up. Like, I swear to God, he is a man. He's a good-ass dude.
I love that, though. That's what it's all about, right?
It really is.
Oh, totally.
You know, just related to
connecting with that person that, you know, the music, you know, you feel like.
That is super cool. So you're going again tonight?
Yes.
All right. Well, have a good time.
Are those people going again? So
my new friends?
Yeah.
Your friends?
So things can smack again?
I was like, bye, guys. You're going to get home safe. Do you want me to call you an Uber? They're like, leave us alone.
God bless your liver tonight, Annie Dow.
And you're going to be sleeping on the floor again tonight in our office.
you know, I'm going to say no, I'm going to make it home, but probably.
You have a great setup in there. I say go ahead.
It's way easier. Yeah.
Text from the 617. I'll be at the Garden tomorrow for Carrie Underwood. Might be a different crowd, maybe?
Maybe.
Similar.
I don't know. Think before he cheats, get lit.
Carrie Underwood smacks.
Sugar smacks, all kinds of breakfast cereal.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
I just want to share something with you that happened yesterday. It was kind of an interesting day yesterday for us, Kennedy, in that we had the mixed lounge with Johnny Resnick from the Goo Goo Dolls last night. So we got to go and witness that performance, which was spectacular. We'll have that audio coming up in a little bit. Annie slept here at the radio station because she went to the Post Malone show.
Yes, I did.
In the middle of all of that, this band Shade, they have a song Trampoline that we're playing the heck out of. They happened to pop by the radio station yesterday, kind of unannounced, so we recorded that interview. We're going to have that for you later on. But then something happened at home, and it's really weird to say this out loud, but we have been discussing this for 2 years. It has caused all sorts of chaos at my house. We got a coffee table.
So you met two different artists yesterday. You had a great day work-wise.
And the highlight of my day yesterday was getting a coffee table for my living room.
Right. Nerd. I never want to grow up.
Fact.
Ever.
I don't remember last time I had a coffee table.
Oh.
We've never had a coffee table. Lana and I have never had a coffee table. Now, we've had little cocktail ottoman things
Look,
over
I
the years.
I can understand if you were moving, buying a new home.
Well, we did. We bought a new house 6 years ago.
Six years ago,
we moved into this house.
But I'm suggesting that the only thing that you should have this much angina about is a house,
okay,
not a coffee table.
Counterpoint. How is this news?
That's not a counterpoint. You're agreeing with me.
Do you have a coffee table?
No. Yes.
Of course you do, because everybody has a coffee table. My son walked into my living room yesterday after school and said, "What's that?"
That makes me so upset.
He didn't know what a table was?
No, he said, "What is that?"
Coffee table's different. Coffee table hits different, I'm telling you.
And he said, "What is?" "What is it called?" We're like, "It's a coffee table."
So no friends, not one of your friends he goes to has a coffee table.
It just never clicked that we don't, you know, if you don't have something, you don't notice you don't have it.
Sure.
And I know this is stupid.
Yeah.
I completely agree with you. It is utterly ridiculous.
That it caused so much drama in your house without coffee.
That we haven't had a coffee table for years. And that we got one. And that my son, who is almost 9 years old, didn't even know what it was called. And then he goes to sit on it. And Lana about, what? She's like, what?
What are you doing?
You can't sit on that.
Now listen, Barrett. It's called a coffee table. But if you ever put a drink on it, Mom will murder you.
Pretty much.
Yeah, are you allowed to touch it?
No.
Are you allowed to put your feet on it?
Oh, I put my foot on it yesterday. She about lost it.
So what's the point of having a coffee table?
I don't know. It's weird. We sat there for a half hour yesterday in the afternoon after it got delivered, looking at it.
That's it?
Just sitting there.
I mean, I can imagine if you purchased a lovely work of art.
We couldn't figure out how far away it was supposed to be from the couch. Like, you have to have
it. Well, if you're not going
to
use it for anything, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't hit your legs.
If it's not going to put your feet up on it, or you're not going to be able to put a drink on it, who cares?
Right.
Like, what's a good distance?
Drink distance.
The fork distance, Carson, you can't use it for any of that.
No, we sit at the dining room table when we eat.
Yeah, but like when you have lunch and you want to watch something on TV, you got
to
sit at the
coffee
table.
Yeah, we're right next to the living room, though. You can see the TV.
Honestly, you could put it anywhere. Put it upstairs in the bedroom. It doesn't matter. It's not a coffee table.
Basically, it's a giant block of wood for you to stub your toe on.
Pretty much. Which is why I've been against it for so many years. I've been against having the coffee table because I was afraid Barrett was going to fall.
The great coffee table debate of 2019.
I just imagine you stomping around like that scene from Step Brothers. We used to have so much room for activities in here.
What happened?
That's what I noticed yesterday. I sat there looking at it. I'm like, we have no room in our living room anymore. Like, we had this big, gorgeous space with this nice carpet and this wonderful sofa. And now there's a table in the middle.
You realize you can move that table. It's not very heavy. So if you want to have a dance party, you can have a dance party.
Yeah, you weren't doing Pilates in the living room before.
You don't know.
He's like, yes, I was.
I was totally doing Pilates.
That's where I do my stretching before basketball.
That's where I practice how to do the dances I like to do.
I can't wait till you put a beer down and you create that ring. You got to create the first ring.
Oh, there's no way I'm putting a drink on it. She already has 7 coasters on it. And she's like, well, now I have to buy some more stuff to put on the table.
I'm exhausted.
Your house is weird.
It is so weird, Dan.
I would think you had stuff in your house you could put on it.
No, of course not. No.
I mean, you do. She just doesn't want to.
That's stupid. It is stupid.
People are stupid.
You notice we did this break early before Lana was awake. So.
It me.
Well, good luck, champ.
The long national nightmare is over. I have
so
a coffee
happy
table.
For you. Static, really.
I'll send you pictures.
I'm okay.
You look on my Instagram. I got Instagram stories.
Seriously, I watched them and my mind went numb. I had to turn them off.
Did you watch them?
I watched two and then I bailed.
That was all that was there. There was just two. Did you see where I put the flowers and the candles on it?
It's pretty good.
They can stop.
Damn.
But it wasn't actual flowers or candles. It was just gifs of flowers and candles.
You're so creative.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.